haven't said anything yet. Good evening. All right. Well, welcome once again to the Upper Valley Bluegrass Festival. First annual. Yeah, I know we're going to get a wave going tonight. I can just feel it. All right, folks. Well, last night, what a night we had with the Green Cards and Sam Bush here. Anybody enjoy that? Very nice way to start things off. It's good to have you back again. And I want to personally invite you all to come out and join us for the second annual Upper Valley Bluegrass Festival, which is going to happen this time of year next year. We sure hope so. We've already booked some artists for that gig, so come back around and join us again. Yes, indeed. Well, I want to thank some folks right off the bat. We had some great underwriting support for this festival, without which we couldn't do anything. We want to thank Woodstock Recycling, Vermont Compost, yes, Bonhag Associates, Rock Ridge, The Point, and The Courtyard by Marriott. How about a nice hand for all those folks who contributed, bringing bluegrass here to the Upper Valley. Well, we had some fantastic workshops today. Some of you participated in them. Some of you heard about it right over at Ava Gallery. What a wonderful space that is now that it's been renovated. Urge you all to go over to Ava and check it out if you have the chance. But and very conducive to workshops over there as well, so we hope to get more next time around. Want to thank Ford Daly for putting that together. Yes, Mr. Ford Daly. He's an encyclopedia of bluegrass history, and he gave a great workshop, as well as Steve Henning and Rich Heap also helped. And we want to thank Benta over there and the whole staff at Ava for making a very rare workshop occur. In fact, we did have one workshop that has rendered me speechless. Which is probably not a good condition to be in my position, but we spoke with Rob McCrory on the phone a week ago, and I asked him if he might have a member of his band come over and show us a few licks on the bass or something like that. Well, little did I know that the entire band was going to come and sit with us, play for us, sing, and tell stories and jokes, and generally have a good time for about an hour and a half over there. That was a real special event, and you are in for a treat tonight when the Del McCrory Band plays a little bit later on, so we're looking forward to that. Anyway, I should tell you about some upcoming events here at the Opera House. We've got some great music coming your way with Hot Tuna and Dan Zanes in December. We move into the winter with Ronnie Millsap is gonna be here on February 2nd, and we have just added a show with a former Nickel Creek member. Chris Thiele is going to be here with Punch Brothers on February 14th. So fantastic new bluegrass phenomenon is going to be happening here on the 14th. And as I offered last night, I'm going to offer it again, just as a token of our appreciation for coming out and hearing bluegrass here, we want to offer to you folks first chance at some tickets for that show. So if you want to go see Becky down in the box office during intermission or after the show, she'll set you up with some great seats for Chris Thiele and Punch Brothers in February. So something to look forward to. Anyway, we have a wonderful anomaly has developed in acoustic music by the name of Crooked Still. And yes, indeed. And we're sad to hear that this is actually the second to last show that they're going to be playing in this particular configuration tonight, so which makes us feel all the more fortunate to have them with us here this evening. So won't you please give a warm welcome to Crooked Still.
Thank you. really excited to be here at this festival, you guys. It's pretty amazing. Were you guys all here last night for Sam Bush and the Green Cards? I'm really jealous, because we missed it. We're here tonight, and we're ready to go. Almost. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Let's see. Just try to go for it and see what happens.
Yeah, Seth, my wedge is not functioning back here.
We're missing the bass monitor.
It's kind of breaking up.
All right, we'll give it a go. See what happens.